I suppose as a young supporter throughout the years, you know, you always look towards Ulster Finals as a supporter. You know, it sort of seemed as an arm for Tyrone over the years. Now as a player, it's sort of not as a surprise, but it's just something different now. You're getting to an Ulster Final after being away for so long. So, thoroughly looking forward to the game now. And
It's been 6 years. It's hard to believe it.
It is, and definitely is. And I suppose these things happen. You know, teams go through transitions, and other teams come to the fore, and. Suppose you've been on the right side of the draw, wrong side of the draw, you get the different things like that. So looking forward to the game now.
Well, you have a minor title, an Ulster title, and need a minor All Ireland here in your under your belt anyway. So you have experienced Ulster final day?
Yes, definitely. I know what it's like, albeit being 6 years ago, but I'm sure it'll not be too much different except that it's the senior final now, but looking forward to it now, so
yeah. And talk to me, you've had your injury problems, but finally we're seeing Ronan O'Neill, you'll probably fulfill the potential that we always thought expected of you. You're having a great season.
I'm enjoying the season more than anything, you know. So last year I was in there, was frustrated not getting in, and this year I said, look, I've enjoyed it a bit more and put everything to the tilt, and suppose it's led on from McKenna Cup to the league and now the championship, and things have been going well, but hopefully.
And remind us again, it was the cruciate that kind of halted your progress, wasn't it?
Yes, and then again I came back, thought that things would click again, and probably took a wee bit longer for me to get over it, and listen, these things happen, it's in the past now, so just from looking forward to the future.
And talk to me, Donegal, your opponents, shall we say, have the Indians signed over to Ronan in recent years? It's hard to believe Donegal have won the last four championship meetings.
That's right. Like I said, Tyrone probably went through a transition period there for 5 or 6 years where some of the older players of the 2000s, you know, like Conor Gormley, them boys, and Stephen O'Neill sort of tailored off, and Donegal were coming through, young team, and Jimmy Innes had them revitalised, and serious team, you know. And listen, Tyrone had the edge over them until probably in the early 2000s, and then Donegal had it over us there. Yeah. For about four or five games. So it brings a good final, and we're just looking forward to playing them, you know, on the 17th.
Yeah, and you know, they're more difficult opponents maybe than a lot of the teams you've played so far.
Oh, of course, you know, we have to be realistic about it. We played a lot of Division 2 teams at the moment, this will be our first time playing Division 1 team, and it'll definitely be a step up in intensity, and just everything about the game will be a step up, you know. And I suppose the last day, yes, we played well in certain patches, but you know, probably the last 15 minutes or so, where Gavin came at us a wee bit, and they've added more to the scoreline. You know, that's we wouldn't be too probably happy about that. You know, and as if it's a Donegal, they probably would have punished us even more. So, you know, listen, that's the beauty of having video analysis and all this these days. You know, where you can get back and look at it and look at the weaknesses and strengths of the last day, and hopefully now we'll rectify them, you know, and that'll not happen the next day.
Yeah, obviously Donegal play a very defensive game, very difficult for forwards to get room.
Well, I suppose that's just the norm these days, you know, and you might get maybe 3 or 4 balls a half, you know, and just what you do with them is what counts. So, I'll know what to expect the next day, so I'll just look forward to it anyway.
And you have experience playing against Donegal as underage, haven't you? And probably McKenna Cup and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, you're playing National League 2, yes, and not just deserve serious team, you know, you have to credit them. This is their 6th final in a row, so, you know, no way it means a bad team. Like, they're a very, very good team, you know, and we're not no legends. We'll be up against it now on the 17th.
And it's something that Tyrone have struggled against Donegal, is to break them down, I suppose, in your forward line. You know, you haven't put up big scores against them. That has been, suppose, something that you're going to have to work on now.
I suppose it brings a challenge for us, you know, and it sets down the challenge, and us forwards probably have to step up the mark again. Like, but listen, every day you go out, you know, as long as you have a challenge, you know, in front of you, you know, that's the main thing. You know, you can't be going in be a wee bit complacent, but you know, we have something to prove the next day, so bring it on, you know.
But you've been scoring a lot this year yourself.
I suppose I didn't score the last day, you know, 5 out of 5, 18 didn't score the last day, but listen, I suppose I've been in the right positions, right time, stuff like that, you know. And I suppose it brings up when you have confidence in playing games and you're getting a couple of scores, you know, things sort of just keep falling into place. Like, and no, I've been happy enough so far the way things have been going, but listen, under no illusions, the next day is going to be serious tough. Like, and it's against a higher in quality, a better defence than I faced before. So,
many people would feel that Tyrone are the team on the rise and Donegal are the team probably on the decline.
No, geez, definitely not. Donegal not in the decline, you know, so. I think Rory Gallagher said that in the league, he says to judge the team after the summer, you know. So they've had a very good 2 performances against Monaghan, you know, who are a serious team as well. And Listen, we've just decided this year that we want to get out of Division 2 as quickly as possible, and that's what we did, in fairness, you know, and we only got our Division 1 team, you know, and so we'll be just looking forward.
Is that a concern, the fact that it's the first Division 1 team you're playing?
Maybe not really. Like, we've played a number of games now at the moment. You know, it would be different maybe if we hadn't been playing, if it was the first round of the championship, you know, maybe that way. But no, we played, I suppose, Derry and Cavan, and they were two stronger teams in Division 2 as well, you know. So, yes, we haven't played a Division 1 team, but we know ourselves, you know, it'll be a step up, you know, so we're prepared for that, like, so.